He's a regular on this show, the one and only Bernie Kosar, and he is in studio. Bernie, let's first of all talk about the combine, because a lot of amazing athletic performances there, and I know that was your first big takeaway.
Yeah, you know, if you'd asked me this question maybe 10 years ago about the combines, I probably would have had a different answer, and I didn't believe as strongly in it because everybody was somewhat similar in terms of their athleticism, their speeds, and that. Now, with the way they do the medical tests so extensively, so you find out who's really has some issues and who's really in good health, and that is a pretty important thing if you're going to draft people, especially high. But I am completely impressed / amazed at the quantity of athletes, starting right off with the offensive linemen. You know, we used to say those are the big old slow guys. Well, to see not only just the speed of guys over 300 pounds, there's a 4.65, a 4.75, guys under 5 flat, to watch their feet and footwork in the drills, to see their leverage and how low they can keep the body, still move their feet in pass protection and in drive blocking was incredible. And then to go to the tight ends, to see how many guys are like my clone, Jimmy Graham, that's 6'5", 6'6", running 4.6, 4.7, 40s, vertical jumps, incredible. And then yesterday, to see the receivers and to see how many of these guys are over 6'2", 6'3", yeah, still running 4.4s and 4.5s.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even count like Austin and the good one from Texas,
right,
running like almost 4.25s, 4.3s. I mean, that was really, really good stuff. The only thing really that disappointed me was watching the quarterbacks.
Okay, I want to go there with that, but the athleticism, let's stick to your point, though, about the athleticism, and I know this team isn't necessarily going to be looking hard at offensive line, although I wouldn't rule it out somewhere in the draft, but as I saw the athleticism of these linemen and their size and such, it was very encouraging, and if you think about where this team is going to go with more speed, a quicker pace, the things that North Turner will bring, you need those kind of athletes there. So at some point in the draft, I could see them looking at some of those guys and seeing an impressive athlete that could be
picked. Look at it, Vic. It's right on. And for the fans out there that think, oh, we have to do all defense, oh, why may you get a lineman? Look at this draft is full, maybe not at the very top in terms of for sure number ones, but the depth and athleticism that we're talking about from the middle of the early first round through the fourth or fifth, sixth round is absolutely incredible. And the depth, this is the most depth on the offensive line that we've seen probably forever. And if you got a guy who you know is going to be for sure be a good, fantastic NFL player, even if that's an offensive lineman where we're our position of strength, I really believe you have to get them and have that depth, because there's some guys out there that are incredibly impressive. And the depth at the O-line and offensive left tackle, although Joe Thomas is a staple there, that's sometimes maybe too hard to pass up because it's an impressive line. And they carried this over from the Senior Bowl and some of these bowl games where these guys really showed their footwork and ability to control a defensive lineman coming at them and take them out of the play.
And you mentioned Tavon Austin from West Virginia, the 40 he ran, and Marquise Goodwin from Texas. Those two look very impressive, not just in running the 40, but also in their drills. I mean, from what we could see from the offensive from the wide receiver position and the offensive skill area that those guys present, that jumped out at me. And I think for a team that will definitely want to enhance its pass-catching core and maybe does so in free agency but could certainly look to the draft to do that.
Yeah, I know the rumors in free agency. There's three or four teams that, you know, rumors on Mike Wallace and that stuff. Mm-hmm. But to your point, I don't want to get down on Goodwin, the U.S. Long jump champion that went to the Olympics, came in 10th, played for Texas. But he's a track athlete, I think, trying to be a receiver, and he's trying hard. Tavon Austin, although I'm pr- preferential to the bigger guys.
Right.
Boy, his confidence, I just loved it. I mean, when he was asked, hey, do you think he's one of the top few receivers in this draft? And for him to say, no, I'm the best player in this draft, yeah, to back it up with that speed, to back it up with really easily catching the ball and making moves in the drills, hey, that's one thing. But when you put the film on him, that young man knows how to make plays, and with little bubble screens and just little stuff, he was able to take it to the house on film at West Virginia. And I think in the next level, you know, he has a chance to be a big playmaker. You know, another guy that I really was impressed with and rooting for as a quarterback, and I know this is sacrilegious to say this in Ohio, but Denard Robinson, the quarterback from Michigan, you know, trying to be a receiver, played receiver in one of the Senior Bowl games.
Yep.
And he ran like a 4.3. He looked fantastic in the drills.
Yeah.
And we know in here in Ohio, as much as we're not Michigan guys, that his toughness and his ability to make plays, I kind of root for somebody like that.
Well, and again, he gives you those options if you want to go to different packages and line him up under center and do some different things with him. That's an interesting thought. Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So let's talk quarterbacks. And you said you were disappointed in what you saw there. I mean, the tone, if that was your biggest takeaway, that's really not a surprise. I guess the surprise would be if you were impressed, because these quarterbacks have been taking a beating right along by analysts.
Yeah, and again, their film kind of confirmed their performance of the combines. And okay, I'm the biggest advocate and proponent of, you really can't judge a quarterback in the spring combines until there's the threat of death. Until there's a threat of those defensive linemen crushing you, you can't really see how the guy's going to respond. But just watching some of the throws, watching how late everybody is on their out routes, how late, how tentative they throw their deep balls, how horrible and short their drops are, not getting enough depth to get away from the line. It's stuff that there's a lot of work to be done. And I know a lot of people like a couple guys, but the depth, we got spoiled last year with the depth in the quarterback class.
Yeah, easily this was quite a tough, it was going to be a tough follow-up act, to say the least, a tough encore to that. But as we look at what there is and the names that are mentioned, Geno Smith as a possibility of maybe first-round consideration, and some would say he would be a better quarterback than what several other teams have at their position right now, but does that warrant a first-round pick? Ryan Nassib name gets brought up. People get excited about, I hear, his intelligence, his football awareness, but where is the physical skill? Not so sure about the size. And then you look, you know, you go to Mike Glennon, a big guy, a big stork of a guy. Kind of
easy
kinda
there like, now. Kinda easy
guy,
there.
Kind of like the guy sitting across from me. And then the question, but I mean, 6'7", 225. But what's interesting about him, Bernie, is, I mean, you're a reasonably long-armed guy. His arms, though, aren't like proportionate with the rest of his body. His arms are a little bit shorter, and I see a little more of a compact delivery from a man that height than I would expect.
Yeah, and the compact delivery is probably a bonus to get rid of the ball quicker. Yeah, I like Ryan from Syracuse. His toughness, his intelligence, his ability to make plays. He's a guy, although his size is going to hurt him, he's a guy that I think plays better when there's a threat of getting his butt run over. And
right.
I really respect that in him. You know, I haven't sat down with Geno Smith, okay? And there's a lot of the quarterbacks, the Arkansas, the Oklahoma, Landry Jones, they are perfectly built, beautiful arms, have all the athleticism, you know, but you put the film on and, you know, a lot of really nice plays. But then you go, like, then there's a play of, oh, my God, what is he thinking there?
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, they're going to be some growth. I don't think they want to, you want them to step in right away. And I'd like to really talk with Geno and some of these guys that are, because to really get them on the board and understand, because we had the problem here a year or two ago where we had the quarterback before Geno up here with the Browns. and we made, you know, we enjoyed the off season, the throwing, the mini camps, the training camps, and I don't want to rag on him and even say his name, nor does this correlate to Geno Smith, but when he got in a game and the power of the plays and the read, things fell apart, and he didn't handle it at an NFL level. And sometimes in college with these spread offenses, it's tough to quickly assimilate your game to a competitive winning NFL stuff in the short run. I'm not saying that's going to hurt be a long run issue, but we're looking here in the short run.
Sure.
We want to win. We want to play good. We want to make plays, and it could be a little bit of a challenge for the young guy.
What do you think about EJ Manuel from Florida State? Because he's an interesting guy who has certainly enough in the way of size, 6'5", 237, and a big arm, but also athleticism, movement.
Well, being a Hurricane,
yeah,
I've seen more of him than I care to. Okay, and I say that complimentary.
That's a compliment.
I really enjoy watching him play football and would love to get him on the board, get him in a room, and hang out with him. You hit it right on the head. He's almost 6'5", throws a beautiful ball. Yeah, his accuracy is out there sometimes. His competitiveness, I hear he's a really good kid. I hear he's really into football. And the peripheral things aren't really issues with him. Would love to work with him and get to know him better. Because if you just put him up and Geno Smith up and a couple other guys, you can't tell the difference. They all are beautiful physically. Yeah. And how it comes down to, he played more of a pro-style offense.
Right.
He understand being in the pocket and when to run. And, again, I saw more of him. I'd love to spend some time with that young man.
All right. I want to spend more time with you because there's a lot more of the combine.
I'm not going anywhere.
We can talk about. All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around. Much more Bernie conversation coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.